Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Folks, if you're a student of this show, if you really, really want to know when the show is going a little sideways, we will ask Pony something. That's when it's totally poo-poo.
Did Robert Kraft issue a statement?
I'm really happy, even though I'm not the Kraft of Kraft macaroni and cheese, that Tom Brady, I'd like, now the front, now rub me on the front.
Mr. Thank Kraft, you. Do you like that story because it has a happy ending?
I don't own the company that makes foo.
Makes what?
Foo.
You're fading. Right. Her eyes are fairly swollen anyway, and she's all doped up still. So the toast is hitting the cheek.
Why didn't you help her and like feed her?
I offered to, and I helped her with the water, but she says, I think I can do this. And she takes an apple and basically shoves it up her nostril. So
all that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Oh, I'm supposed to do
yeah,
it.
Do the
sorry
best.
About that. I'm sorry.
There you go.
Sorry about that. I always forget.
Tight like a drum.
Well, you have to do it. All
well,
right?
You do
okay,
it.
I will.
I think you like the fact that I get up every day.
I don't like that.
And I
that.
Swear to God. Yes, you do.
Why do you manufacture anyway. That in your head when it's not even true?
It's a conspiracy.
It's not.
Because, well, we'll get to that. It's a conspiracy theory. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Do you want the dude stuff?
Yeah, remember that?
Sure.
Okay, here's dude.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Greetings, St. Peter's Village, Pennsylvania, Marfa, Texas, Haifa, Israel, Gig Harbor, Washington, Istanbul, Turkey, or Istanbul.
Yes.
Milan, Italy. And welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. This is a very, very exclusive track that I purchased for the show. It's entitled Fun Party Rock.
It is fun.
Whatever.
Do you think those are computer drums on it, like the ones you have at your house?
Yeah.
I thought so too.
It's keyboards.
It's fun.
Whoa. And nice nice fade.
There was the fade.
I just shut it off.
Board ops in America.
I like this one, though. I think it's nice.
Yeah.
All right. We did that earlier in the week. Welcome to the show.
Happy Thursday.
Indeed.
I want to get to Rob's wife, and thank you, Carrie, during your recovery, reaching out to me yesterday and saying happy birthday to everybody.
Good egg.
To everybody that reached out, it was very, it's always matters. It always does.
It does. Yeah. It's fun. Isn't it one of the best days of the year on Facebook?
While I'm doing this for a living, I would be lying if I told you it doesn't matter. It matters. It
the
feels
birthdays
good.
Matter.
They do.
They matter.
You notice it, and I'm bad at it. I don't reach out I don't have the algorithm that Rob uses automatically to say,
I don't do it anymore.
Happy birthday. You don't do it? Do you reach out to people and say happy birthday?
If I
become aware of it.
If it's a special person, yes, but
now,
I don't do it to everybody anymore.
Remember, Mike, we deciphered his code. He would hide and lie to Carrie that he was doing work, but he would be getting hammered behind his laptop or his PC at home in the basement. And he would say, I'm doing work, but he'd be, have a bass birthday.
You see, first of all, it's not a bass birthday. That would be fishing related.
But remember,
the birthday greetings were in the morning, and I was never a morning drinker. So what you deciphered is a lie.
Well, what's the truth then?
What?
When did you have time to do it? And why don't you have time now?
Because I got tired of getting all the crap about it. So in the morning, all you would do is you get a list of your birthdays. You type a cut and paste thing, and you post it in. All time expended, maybe 80 seconds.
So you'd get a list of on.
We all get the list.
You get the list.
We all have a list that says these are the birthdays.
And you click it, and then you type out one, and then you cut
You wouldn't
and paste.
Say, like, Brian, have a boss birthday,
no,
or
if it
Mark,
was some,
have a boss
unless
birthday.
Unless it was someone's, and I will still do it for a special birthday.
Yes.
But I mean, I don't do it for everybody now because that's.
Don't let us ruin your spirit. I thought it was just like a drinking thing. I'm so sorry.
No, it's all right, Oscar. A lot of times you think you're right when in fact you're incredibly wrong.
I'm self-aware enough. I'm wrong.
No, very wrong.
But that's fine.
We'll get back
let's move
to
on.
It. It's good for the show.
So it matters though, and I hope I communicated that to everybody when I, you know, I don't like the generic response, but in my, and I'm not saying that it was not manageable, that if I was really going to take the time and respond individually, I probably could have done it. But I would rather just put out a message and say that. What I don't like is to put out a message that sounds like you're fishing for more birthday greetings.
Yeah, and that's, there's always the risk.
But it really, there's no way to avoid sounding like you are fishing for more birthday greetings.
As soon as that goes out, you get another 300 belated.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to do
and
that.
And you get the lazy ones too, like HBD.
I do. I usually catch the belated. I'm the belated guy.
You mean you get the belated ones?
No, I...
You send the belated
ones. I see them, I'm like, oh, I just missed another birthday.
That's our second edit.
Excuse me.
A broadcast-friendly show.
Sorry, pound on.
This is what I wrote. I have it here, I think it's okay. Oh, my God. Oh, God. My belateds. I have it.
What happened?
The greetings, from the belateds that we were talking about. Yeah. Not many of them.
Okay.
I had a total of...
he says 1,000. I'm going to throw myself out a window.
Say 1,000.
475 more.
Say 475. I would kill 475 just regular happy birthdays. Yeah. I get 300.
Tons of them. That's pretty good.
Fine. Rob gets thousands.
No, just I get it as 8,000 maybe.
The greetings from all of you are so very appreciated.
No one cares.
And it makes me. Did you see what Rob just did though?
Yeah.
He kind of got it in there.
Yeah, he got
gets
it in
more
there.
Than
yeah,
me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought you said 475. I've got all of your games figured out. I was gifted too.
Mm. We know all of your games.
There's no game here. I thought you indicated that you got 425 or whatever belated greetings.
How many regular greetings did you get?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's 4 seconds.
It says,
happy belated, Mike. You're the best. I got this 3 hours ago.
All right.
And it says, see 475 more.
Oh, so you've only gotten 476.
Yeah.
Total. And you,
is that belated today?
No,
or is
that's
that,
total.
I think it tends to group all birthday greetings together. But some might be special.
Sorry. I hate to tell you.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, they're all belated.
What's the other number?
The other number?
Scroll down.
What I wanted to say was what I posted yesterday. Now they're all
here. We
now
go.
I asked for the. God damn it!
This guy.
You know what? I'm trying.
It's like you've never used a computer before.
Well, I use a computer, but then when you ask me to click,
I love technology.
I love technology. I've had a very difficult day that I'm going to tell you about.
You probably had a difficult 24 hours.
Not really. No, it was
because
just today.
It began on yesterday's show. We saw it blossoming.
Yeah, I got yelled at, but that's another story.
All right.
The greetings is this is what I wrote 18 hours ago. The greetings from all of you are so very appreciated.
This guy.
Well, I'm trying to get it out, and I feel like I can't get a word
Barack
in edgewise
Obama.
Here.
Just get it out.
The greetings from all of you are so very appreciated. And it makes me feel so grateful. Thanks to every one of you. That is a greeting thing. But see, that's still saying I'm getting birthday greetings.
Well, also, I mean, it's calling attention to your birthday. I think, you know, it's as good as you can do in that. Because, I mean, you got to say why you're thanking them. But the very fact that you're announcing it's your birthday can be interpreted as casting a line.
I get jealous when I see 1,500 happy birthdays to Rob on his birthday. Like, but it's Rob. I get it.
Well, They didn't think I was going to make it.
No, but no, this is before then. You've done the work. You're thoughtful.
I think I got 475.
Belated, but I don't know.
I don't know.
I'll find out.
Oscar's going to find out.
You'll find
out.
I'm
going to hurt your feelings in 2 seconds. Hold on.
What, mine?
Yes.
And I liked what
did
I wrote.
Did you get a birthday personal message from Steve Buckantz?
I did not.
I just did.
Who's the most famous?
Did he ask you to do Jack and Cook for a birthday miracle?
What's up, brother? Hope you had a terrific birthday and are safe and healthy. Miss seeing you. Take care.
That's very nice.
Thank you.
That's a big name.
Let me write.
Big name.
He was a big deal for a long
time. He's still a big deal.
Still a big deal.
He still is.
And a good guy. Nice guy. We've had him in studio for this show
he's also great.
Yeah,
great.
Very much enjoy his company.
All right, here we go. Birthdays. Where's Michael?
You're checking?
I'm checking your total? I'm checking your number.
We're measuring our wieners.
I was pleased with the
our
message
social reach
that I wrote to you because of the great picture I found of Dean and Jerry when Dean is very, very old.
That was very nice, and I acknowledged it right away.
Yeah, right away. I loved it. I loved it.
I was happy about that. So yesterday, as you know, I told my cheeseburger story.
Your famous cheeseburger story.
The famous cheeseburger where we you informed me that last week on the show,
you had a total of just 475 total. Yeah.
See, I thought it was belated. So I'm sorry.
This guy, 1,500.
No, you're not sorry.
I am sorry.
No, you're not.
Well, I am.
Don't say you're sorry when you're not.
I get 300 and some, and I'm like, well, I'm thankful for the 300. I'd like 1,000, but
sure. Yeah. I didn't mean it to be that way. I thought that I guessed. I don't know how many.
He's beloved.
Let me check my text too, because
okay.
I have to.
Are you going to count those
right
now?
Yeah.
Here we
no,
go.
No, no.
Like
I'm
a recount
doing that because there's one
from the last election.
Hanging chads.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see.
I just need 11,428 more happy birthday messages on Facebook.
You know what? You used to. 154. You used to
and
beg
then
for followers.
And then I can beat Rob Spiewak.
You used to beg for
Twitter
followers.
Yeah, the daughter number one. Goose egg.
She forgot your birthday?
Ooh. Yes.
Ooh. Oh, man.
Daughter That's number painful. One, the nocturnal bartender creature.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't she then be daughter number two?
No, it's daughter
in
number
in your one. Heart. But
no, it's not a ranking.
It is not daughter number two
in your
my
heart. Elizabeth
no.
is daughter number one in your heart, but she came
no.
second.
Absolutely not. Nothing could. Why do you want to do that? That's terrible.
You got to power rank your kids, or else they're not going to know where they stand.
The way,
they won't compete for your love.
Then the power rankings just, no, stop that.
Yeah,
don't make me do
you know
that.
What? Don't lower to his level.
On the Dutton Ranch, we rank our kids.
That's why they're such a miserable, dysfunctional family in Yellowstone.
I don't know. I'm 5 episodes in. I'm not seeing any dysfunction.
They power rank. It's either.
Oh my God.
I'm kidding.
The power rankings are. And
is she not magnificent?
Fantastic.
Yeah. Is Beth Dutton.
She's the best.
Played by.
The best.
I got to get the Riley. Riley's her last name. I forgot what her first name of the actress is.
Katie?
Book her on the show. She's phenomenal.
There's a scene where Casey Dutton, the number one child with
the favored,
the favorite child.
Yeah.
Says, I love you, Pop. Like some, just
yeah.
Like, and Kevin Costner's walk away plays his father, and then the camera just pans for like you're expecting like, love you, son.
Mm-hmm.
Just silence, walking
mm-hmm.
away.
Yeah,
because
he can't do it.
No, well, he won't because he can't show his hand.
He's just a miserable man.
No, no, no. He's thinking about saving his land from the airport. No, spoiler alert. He doesn't have time to tell his kid.
I've been there.
I love it.
He's so busy, Mike. He's so busy. Kids are falling in love in rivers. He's a busy man.
It's a stunningly wonderful television
And that's
program.
A good, you know what?
I hope this is one, seriously, this is one that I do not like TV shows that hang around too long, but this movie could hang for
10 years.
10 seasons.
Yeah.
I agree. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, absolutely. It's that pleasurable to watch. It's that much fun.
And
it's
I haven't handed this compliment out, I think, since Stranger Things. It's so easy to cast an annoying kid in a show. The grandson is great. He's a great little actor.
All the kids. The grandson is great, and you haven't gotten to the other kid yet.
Yeah.
Who is another fabulous young man.
Really?
Yeah.
Who does just a great job. Speaking of television.
Yes.
My son and I had a conversation, and I'm not sure how it came up, but it came up that he wants to watch The Simpsons with me.
Oh.
And he wants to start watching The Simpsons. So I want to go to my Simpsons expert,
yes,
Rob Spiewak,
yeah,
to find out. I know that, speaking of 400 seasons,
yeah,
so much content. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to begin. How would I start?
Aren't they on Disney Plus? I think every episode is on Disney Plus.
Yeah, Mike, does your son listen to this show or go on your YouTube channel, the Michael Mayer Show?
No.
You have that video
you have
of you
that
doing
super
all the
cut. Of you doing all the voices.
But that was of no use to him until he starts watching.
I get it, but if he thinks his dad Like, if, you're gonna association lie to him? Of like, no, his father can do all these voices, and maybe he's at school showing his like friends, like, see, my dad does all these voices.
Mm-hmm.
This might be a nice connection.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a connection, but I wouldn't mind.
I would jump in.
Watched all of them, right?
Yeah, and
Have you watched all of them?
And before they put them all on FXX all the time and before they were streaming, I have like 16 seasons on DVD, too, because
okay,
I like to
so
go back.
So you've got them all.
I would recommend starting on season six about, season six, episode one. That's when the show really started to hit its stride. If you start with season one, episode one, you're going to be put off by how backward it looks.
Go to the Tracy Ullman shorts.
No, do not do that. Do not do that.
Season six. That's the answer I wanted. That's what I was looking
start
for.
Start on season six.
Okay, and they're on one of those streaming services?
I think Disney Plus. Yeah.
Good. That'll be fun. All right, let's speak about Mr. Spiewak and find out, you know, we'll talk about my birthday scolding. You knew it was coming for eating a cheeseburger.
I can't wait to hear about it.
But, it was a thing. It really, we had to punch through it. It sucked. Getting to your wife, your wife, Joan Rivers, has gone under the knife again.
Yes.
And I thought that the last time she had, is this another plastic surgery procedure?
For those of us just joining us in progress.
Right.
Maybe they're driving around.
Maybe you just got off a plane.
Yeah, listen on KCJJ.
Sure.
Give us where she was, the surgery she's had, and now what just transpired.
She had last time, which was, I believe, in February? No, it was before that. It was in this last summer, I guess.
Yeah.
She got a facelift.
Face off.
A facelift, some tightening around and all that stuff. But
what's the stuff?
Just like...
Well, wait, now... Then.
This guy. Details. Paint a picture.
He sets you up so that you're going to go, she got this. She got this. She got this. You don't know.
No, I do. She got a facelift.
Well, then give us, then the kind of, tell us what she had done.
She had everything lifted from her neck up to her ears.
Like Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. Pretty much. And then the face tightened, the cheeks pulled back.
And a nose procedure.
And the nose procedure was the main thing that we started with. That's what begat the other.
You didn't say that.
I was getting to it. That's what begat everything is that. The nose had to be, it was a
deviated septum.
It was not so much that, it was a little crooked just because people have sometimes crooked noses. Yeah. You wouldn't note it to look at it unless you start really staring at it.
And yeah, if you stare at mine, I gotta get the right camera. Mm. If you stare at mine, get the right camera angle, I gotta really see how crooked mine
is. Yeah, you're jacked
and trust,
see how mine goes down.
And trust me,
but it was a hockey accident.
If you have any sort of flaw to your nose or anything on your face, when you start getting analyzed and being photographed by a plastic surgeon, they will bring it to your attention.
Well, symmetry is beauty is what they say.
That's what they say. And they had a very it was a very long procedure.
Are you indicating you think she got rused a little bit?
I will say this. I have never been disappointed with this doctor, but I'm impressed by his medical skill and his salesmanship.
It's not the question I asked. Do you think that she was... Because, for example, a chiropractor, that's my experience with going in. They want to get you on a regular plan.
Exactly. It's sales.
All right? I don't use chiropractic like that, and my chiropractor knows it, and I have a great relationship with him. And I go in the rare on the rare occurrence that I've tweaked my back. If he doesn't work it, I go to my needle guy, and he works it. And thank God that has helped my back situation over the years. My question is, do you think that they go, you made it sound like it's similar that they go in and they kind of, well, you know, we really would like to do that.
There is a certain softball sales technique because after she went with her final follow-up. It was a major surgery.
She looks great.
And she does look great.
Yeah, she does.
But they went in and what my main concern, and this is a little bit of backtracking, so forgive me, is when she wanted to do it, I said, I don't want you to come out of this not looking like you.
Yeah.
I don't want it to change your face. If you want to improve some stuff, tighten some stuff, maybe make yourself look a little old, younger than you are now.
I am not an animal.
I said, that's fantastic, especially if that's what you...
I'm a human being.
If that's and so she took the canvas sack off of her head, and he did
a
fine job.
But this is, you see, at the highest levels of Hollywood, you see... you don't. You only notice plastic surgery when it's done poorly.
Correct.
Yeah,
if it's bad,
otherwise,
then you
like a Zellweger, like a Zellweger.
Yeah, it's I'll give you an example. I look at Kevin Costner and I say, well, there's probably something that's been done there.
No, he's got crow's feet for days.
He's got crow's feet for days,
but I think at 67,
I think he had
67 years old.
I think I've been watching this show and I'm behind you guys, but I've been looking at him too. I think he had his ass done.
What I'm saying is, if it's done poorly,
that's when
you notice.
Well, now that Carrie is fully healed from that previous procedure, you couldn't notice anything happen except that she looked great.
I only noticed one thing when I saw a photograph of her after, and she came on the show after, that it looked great. She looked good.
She does
very
look
honest
very
about it. Yeah. Told everybody what she was doing.
Primed
but
for
I, yeah, but also I thought that it
a
was
weekend
just
in Nashville.
It was a massive under the knife procedure for hours.
It was an 8 hour, I believe, 8 to 10 hour procedure that it happened. This
I thought you
one
said
is,
14 at the time.
Remember, you went and parked in the garage.
Amount.
You couldn't go in. You went back home.
The old day took 14 hours. She wasn't under the knife for 14 hours, I don't think.
Recovery for
it's
four.
It's like heart transplant territory.
So when she went back in for her final.
Isn't it?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, we were making jokes about the face off with Nick Cage.
It was just a very long. Was that a long day because the procedure itself, or was that a long day because
there were some complications as well?
Maybe there were some issues.
There were some complications. Yeah. It turned out.
Okay.
We discussed that there was a very fragile bone that got shifted, so we had to basically rebuild her entire nose, and that was not foreseen.
Boniva.
So we went in to have it looked at, and everyone was real happy. And the doctor is very happy, and he talked about
how the doctor's going to be happy no matter what.
Well, he's showing off.
He come out looking like Mickey Rourke, and the doctor's going to be happy. He's going to catch the check.
No, he comes out, and he's funny. And I asked Carrie about this when she did her follow-up. He has sort of the energy of a kid that is bringing home like macaroni art from school. He's like, look what we did. It looks good, doesn't it? And it does look good. He's proud of his work. He's very, very good about it. And she said, now, as we look at you and the bottom part of your face, your nose looks great. I want to show you something about your eyes.
Oh, here we go.
And so he started showing some before and after pictures of previous patients of what he can do with the eyes. And of course, the seed was planted and Carrie began to think about it. And he said, this is what we can do. And so she went in and got her eyes tightened, also slightly, one of her eyes was slightly bigger than the other. And again, symmetry is beauty. It's not anything you would notice just by looking at her, but when you stare at a picture, you'll see it. And she got her brow lifted to tighten up the skin on her forehead. And to me, I said, an eye and a brow, that didn't sound like a big, this turned out, this was
Can
another.
You hear this?
Yes.
Are you hearing the procedure?
We have it.
Oh, that, yeah.
Don't forget the paper mache.
The Gorilla Glue. It was
Flex Seal.
It was 4.5 hours. This surgery was about 4.5 hours. And it was another one where, and this is the description that the nurse gave me that really, really hit it home for me, is they have to cut her scalp and peel it back in order to lift it and reattach it. So, I mean, there is a lot.
Good morning.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. And so she comes out of the anesthesia. I went to pick her up on Tuesday night, and she was at a surgery center because it's hard to find operating theaters now because there's a distinct lack of anesthesiologists around. This guy likes to operate out of...
Really?
Yeah, Fairfax Hospital.
Got that too?
Yep.
You can't get a Yukon, XL, and you can't get an anesthesiologist?
Yep. Yeah, and if you want an anesthesiologist driving a Yukon, forget it. You
what
can't
is
get
the,
that.
Why the... is this the rest of medicine, or is it just that area, which is very challenging?
I think it's that particular area. He said that's the big problem with trying to book a surgery in the D.C. area.
Which one of your relatives is an anesthesiologist?
Both of them
are Jose and his wife.
Yes.
They could write their ticket in D.C.
Has he mentioned that to you, that they're in demand or what?
My brother, this is the, when he talks about work, he loves his work so much.
Right.
He literally said, like, I love what we do here, right? Like,
right.
I really do. I don't complain about it. Like, I love what we do here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it feels like to love what you do and be wealthy. And that's what my brother is. And there's no complaints.
But does he ever talk shop with you and say,
like, the state of the market for anesthesiologists?
Like, what we're doing, there are not a lot. Because it would seem to me
that if there was a
shortage of anesthesiologists, he would be in demand. And perhaps overworked.
Across the board in medicine, when COVID hit, a ton of specialists that were older retired early.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
Wow.
So this was actually this was off Democracy Boulevard in Bethesda. It was almost like an office park where they had this operating area.
That's the zip code you want to get operated in. Let me tell you that.
So I went to pick her up and went back there. And it was funny because I didn't get there till the minute they were. I think they closed at 6.
Mm-hmm.
And I got there at like 6:01. And I tapped on the door. And the lady says, may I help you? I said, my wife is in there. I was here to pick her up. And they said, oh, we're closing. You can probably wait in your car and the doctor will phone you. And I said, yeah, but I'm right here. Could you at least check with the doctor? And she's like, okay. And so she goes back and says, yes.
Well, and this is like between a door or at the door telling you this?
Yeah,
like,
I'm in
open
the hallway.
The friggin' door
of an
lady
office
and
building.
Let me
in fairness, he was late.
No, I was there as soon as the operation wasn't done yet. I wasn't supposed to be there yet.
Okay.
So I got there early.
Wait a minute. What's the deal? Is the operation...
The office was closed. The operation was not complete.
Is it one of the places where they all take lunch together?
I'm
like,
sure. I
like
don't
every
know.
Every bad medical office
I'm
in
sure,
America where they all, like eight of the people go out to eat
from
together.
11, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.?
Yeah. From noon to 1:30.
Yeah, that's about right.
Will not be taking any calls. It's ridiculous.
So the lady came back and said, the doctor said that you're free to wait in the waiting room.
Mm.
I said, that's terrific.
And she hated telling you.
I hated it. And then as she was leaving, she says, would you like some water or something? I said, no, I'm good. Thank you.
You might have looked.
No, you should have looked at her and said, would you stay with me?
hold my hand.
I'm nervous. So nobody there, no staff. By the way, welcome to not having a procedure in the hospital.
Yeah, exactly.
No staff to really assist you.
Mm. Right. So I'm waiting there. Know. And then about 20 minutes later, my phone rings and it's the doctor. It's the surgeon. And he says, hey, Rob, I don't know where you are. Do you have a moment to talk? I said, I'm probably about 200 feet from you. I'm in the waiting room. And so he said, so they never asked you if I could come in there? He said, no.
You can't get a ring of security?
So he comes out and he talks to me and says everything went well and that they'll be back to get me to see Carrie in a little bit. I said, great. So I wait about another 10 minutes and they take me back to, I guess, the room outside the operating theater. And Carrie looks like...
you know, the way the fact is that the lady's leaving, the office is closed, the doctor himself calls you, and then I'll send a nurse out, Rob, and the doctor comes out and he's like wearing a wig.
Well, here's the great thing. Yeah. Before I even went back to see Carrie, he's done.
Yeah.
He comes out through the lobby in street clothes. He's like, it went great. Yeah. I'll see you later. So I go back and
that would be on any, and I understand it completely, but it would be a little disconcerting.
He's off to another plastic surgery adventure, Mike. He has to do it.
Nah, he's going to happy hour.
Yeah,
that's what he's doing.
I had another one today.
Well, you said 6 o'clock, right?
Well, that's when I got there. Yeah, his day is done. I go back and Carrie looks like at the end of Rocky. She is so beat up and her face is all black and blue. They've got her face almost in, we called it her headgear, but almost like a turban just to hold everything together. And I said,
Nora Desmond.
I said, how are you? Yes, she was. That is a great obscure reference. And if anyone ever sees Sunset Boulevard, you'll love it. But I said, how are you doing? And she says, oh, I'm hot and I'm nauseous. And there was a very attentive nurse there. And I said, it's not very hot in here. She says, oh, yeah. She was on a warming pad because the operating room is very cold. We just took it off her. Her temperature is fine. She just needs to cool down. And I said, what about the nausea? They said, that normally goes away in a few moments. She'll be okay.
That's the anesthesiology.
Anesthesia.
Oh, by the way, so there's a shortage of anesthesiologists. So
right.
Who does the, in an outpatient center, is somebody else able to do it that way?
No,
it is
a proper anesthesiologist, but they had one there. That's why he was able to do it there.
Or they can just get those NyQuil Z's. Those
Z's, exactly.
Put you out. No, we just lost Mike.
We lost Mike.
Or did we lose level? You're back, babe. You're back.
Really?
Weird.
I jiggled a cable.
Don't do it again.
Infrastructure.
It's a little weird.
All right.
I had a back procedure one time where they wheeled me out, and a man 30 years older than I am came out, and he was like talking and laughing, and I came out like, anesthesia does a number on me, and it sounds like it might do a number on her.
She's always had a little trouble with it. And so she kept complaining about the nausea, and the nurse kept giving
Medicate you for that.
They gave
Did she let the doctor know in advance that she has trouble with anesthesia?
Yeah, and they were prepared with all the meds, and they kept giving her she had an IV, and they were keeping her hydrated. They gave her water to sip on, and they kept giving her anti-nausea meds. Some were, as I said, one was a patch.
Yeah.
One was like an injection, and they just kept giving them to her until they maxed out, and she said, I still feel nauseous.
Really? But,
and she says, and I feel tired. And they said, oh, yeah, well, anti-nausea medicine makes you tired. And you've just come out of general anesthesia.
Major surgery.
So she was beat. And so they helped her to get to the restroom and get herself dressed so she could go home.
Are you, and this is, I'm not doing shit here.
No, I understand.
I would be scared. Not scared in the sense of like, oh, no. I'd be scared in like, man. These major surgeries, like, it's a big deal.
Oh, it is. It is. Anytime you go under.
Yeah.
Is she done now, do you think?
I think so. Yeah. I would hope so.
That was the most non-answer, weak answer. Do you think she, did you say, I mean, because you can get addicted to this stuff.
I know.
I'm just curious.
I mean, we didn't want to come out like
you haven't had that. I forgot your relationship is different than
also,
mine.
Also, I get it. He's got no leg to stand on. He's just coming out of recovery.
I know,
you know.
I know, but I'm just...
She can do what she wants.
Do you find it a little odd that 3 days after he gets his, you know, his big clearance, that she's going under the knife? It's
well,
like...
Well, I mean, keep in mind that this was scheduled many, many months ago. This has been...
Okay.
This is something that she's had going on
I think she looked great the last time I saw her.
Yes, amazing. Mm-hmm.
And I also know from reading everything in this house... about plastic surgery.
Right.
Because my mother-in-law and my wife are totally into all of those shows, that there are people that do it again and again and again. And you see people that, you know, that lady, is it Wildenstein or whatever
Wildenstein.
Her name is?
Yeah,
Jocelyn Wildenstein up in New York.
Yeah.
Jocelyn Wildenstein.
Yeah.
So have you said, is this, have you just looked at her and said, is this going to be it?
I did. I remember after we met to the doctor.
We're in a recession and we got to save money?
I said, I think this is going to be it, right? And she said, yes. Yes, I think so. But I mean, she was noncommittal, and who knows?
Yeah,
I thought
you
we were
also
done
don't
the
wear
last
the
time.
Pants in the family, so she'll do what she wants.
That's
you know?
Right, Oscar.
So you don't know whether she's
right,
done or not?
No, at this point, I would say she is. But I will also say I thought we were done after the last procedure.
Yeah, because she had multiple things done at the same time.
So she kept complaining.
How's she feeling now?
Today, she sounds like herself. She's doing great. She actually is doing some stuff around the house. But when I got her home, the drive home, she kept complaining about being nauseous. And I said, well, let's get you home and relax, and you'll be better. And the nurse pulls me, and the nurse was an angel. She was fantastic as far as taking care of Carrie, making sure he was comfortable. She pulled me aside. She says, don't let her fall asleep in the car, because if she falls asleep in the car, it's going to be really hard to get her up and get her into the house. So the whole ride home, and it's from Bethesda to Leesburg, I'm like, so how is it going? And, you know, I just, you with
nap
me?
Time.
How you doing? Because... Not only is she wore out from a long day, there's anesthesia and all kinds of anti-nausea meds. And so she is just, I'm fine. I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm fine. I'm fine. And she said,
my
head's starting to hurt. And I said, it's probably because you have 70 staples in your head. That's probably why. They'll come out soon and you'll be
fine.
Did
she have 70?
No, it's not 70, but I think it's probably like 30. Well, they had to,
64.
They went from ear to ear. And peeled it back, so they have to stitch that up. So whatever, how many staples it takes.
I'm not against plastic surgery. I'm happy that she is living her best life.
Yeah,
you look great. She already looked great. So you know, I like what a good looking couple that has no love between them. Like it's great.
Do you think
that's
why
he doesn't have the definitive answers?
Yeah.
It's with and you know this. I mean, it's true. He cares, but not a whole bunch.
No,
I mean
no.
He does. He takes care of her. She takes care of him.
Yeah.
I pointed.
She saved his life
when Carrie sent me a birthday greeting last night.
Yeah.
I purposely wanted to, and I edited myself because I said if I said thank you for the birthday greeting, pretty good news about Rob
right.
with the MRI. Yeah. I knew that I wouldn't get a thank you for that. I knew what I'd get was, well, maybe now he can.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the response I was going to get. And I didn't want to have that exchange.
The friction.
I was focused. I said something like,
the positive.
Thank you for your recovery.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing with him. And he said, how's she doing? I will not share your text message.
Oh, well then.
Which was spectacular.
Well, we're getting
when
to
she
that.
Came out of surgery. Well, can I show it?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, I can't wait.
So,
yeah.
But we're not being inaccurate.
No,
not at all. This is what happened. So we get her to the car, mm-hmm. and it's pretty well set up. There's actually a dedicated exit on the back of the building from the surgery center.
Thoughtful.
So, yeah, it's really only
do
like
you put
15
her
feet.
In the back of the Forester or in the front?
Put her in the front seat.
Okay.
Rob says, Carrie's procedure, she's back. Carrie is home and resting comfortably. Doctors said procedure was flawless. And he shows
picture of Frankenstein.
Frankenstein. Classic Boris Karloff Frankenstein.
Schick. And I write back LMFAO because I laughed out loud when I saw that.
So I'm talking to her the whole time and I almost lose her on the toll road. But she's still talking.
Forgot how funny your texts were to me that night. I'm sorry.
Well,
I have
don't spoil the last one.
All right.
Because we're driving and she's staying awake. Mm-hmm. I said, "How's your head?" She said, "My head's okay, I guess."
Aww.
"How's the nausea?" She said, "It's still pretty bad." I said, "We'll be home soon. I think what you probably need is some food," because she hadn't had anything that day, not even coffee.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And she's a coffee person. If you don't have caffeine, it messes with your head. She's starving. And we get to the exit on the toll road. And what they had provided me with was a very nifty little contraption, a blue plastic ring that when you pull it, a bag comes out.
Oh.
It's like a modern air sickness bag, but it's for vomit.
A barf bag. Wish I'd had that in Disney.
Yeah. Well, she pulled a Mike O'Mara as we pulled off the toll road onto Route 28, and she says, "Hold on."
She yacked?
Yeah, probably, I would say, a pint and a half.
Oh God.
Of water. Of just Josie water, because that's all she'd had all day.
Oh, my God.
And I mean, what do you say to that? As a, well, that should help. I said, "You hold on to that bag. We'll get you home right away." And so we got her home, and she handled the steps fine. She got home. I threw the bag away, and she sat down, and I made her some toast and cut up some apples. And what she was prescribed to do was to keep washcloths soaking in ice water and about every 20 minutes wring out an ice cold washcloth and put it over her eyes to keep swelling down. Ultimately, that's going to help her heal faster, but also alleviate soreness. Mm-hmm. So I gave her food and then sat and watched her eat apples.
Yeah, so I'll tell what you said.
Yeah.
So I texted Rob, and Rob says, after he picked the picture of Frankenstein up, he said, "I'm watching her eat toast with a washcloth over her eyes. I'm rooting for her."
Because, I mean, I was seeing it go like to the cheek. Because not only does she not have the gift of sight for this, because she's got a triple folded wet washcloth over her eyes.
Right.
Her eyes are fairly swollen anyway, and she's all doped up still. So the toast is hitting the cheek.
Why didn't you help her and like feed her?
I offered to, and I helped her with the water, but she says, "I think I can do this." And she takes an apple and basically shoves it up her nostril. So she's much better. Even that night, she made her own toast the next morning, and she's
That's
able
good.
To. And
how's she doing now? Have you been able to?
Big reveal.
Has the reveal happened yet?
The day after, she goes in to see the doctor, and Robert took her, and they took off almost the entire headdress. And so now it's just some surgical tape, mm-hmm. you know, like to hold things in place. There's still a lot of threads and staples, but I can tell.
Pulleys,
Mike.
Wheels.
Gears.
Gears.
My wife looks like a steampunk project.
It's amazing.
But I can tell that what he has done, it looks good. There is some swelling. There is some bruising. The random bleeding that we got on the first night has stopped, which was always weird to look over and just see like a tear of blood coming down. Yeah. But that has stopped. Wow. And she is upbeat and positive. She's still feeling a little bit of local pain that she's just dealing with Tylenol, and she's doing okay.
It's just her glow up.
Yeah.
Literally.
And then later on, we'll see the, because she healed up very nicely after the first one, and
exactly.
then we'll see what's happening.
But, and what they've done is, I don't know if you ever opened a bag of dog food, but there's a little tab on her cheek, and once it's healed, You just pull it and it, all the stitches come out. It's fantastic.
You're joking.
That's not true.
Oh,
it's not
thank true. God. I'm like, whoa.
But I
does she have staples?
Yeah, staples in her head. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When she get the staples out?
Never. It's going to be... We're going to hang ornaments on them this Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, good. Well, you can do a carol. You can go caroling. Yeah, you'll be you'll be the Staples singer.
It's going to be
that's about, it. We have to take
I
a break.
2.5 weeks or so in the Staples.
Very good. All right. Congratulations.
Tell well, I know we said you're, congratulations.
We're all rooting for him.
No one more than I.
We'll take a break and picture of Frankenstein. We'll come back with the news and the homepage. All that. We'll do that right here. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Staples in the head. What do you do? We'll be right back.
I like baseball.
The one constant through all the years has been baseball.
I'm having a lot of trouble with Little League. I'm watching this other coach. He's loud. But the thing is, the kids are doing what he says.
First base, second base, third base, home.
Go to second. Go to second.
Second base.
Tell him to go to second.
Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base.
It's not about the winning and losing at this stage, but at least come on.
There's no crying in baseball.
I'm trying to control it.
Catch all the exciting action of Team OS all season long in 5K.
Holy cow.
On Facebook, YouTube, Stitcher, iTunes, Alexa, TikTok, and at MikeOMaraShow.com.
How about that?
I want to win. Woo!
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. In an effort to offset inflation, the Federal Reserve has turned up the heat with the biggest jump in interest rates since 1994. We are living in very interesting times when it comes to this stuff. The days of ultra-low rates are behind us, but there are still opportunities out there with the mortgage industry. For example, 1/3 of all mortgages are carrying PMI. And with the double-digit appreciation last year, you can refinance to remove the PMI or take some of that cash out for any reason. When it comes to purchasing a home, the mortgage lender you choose can be the difference between winning or losing your contract on that home. And we all want to get the house we want, especially in this climate, Oscar. That's
yeah,
the way we're looking
let
at
me
it.
Add this. You can call them for advice. Like, if this is just like, is this the right time?
Absolutely.
How do I drop my PMI? They've helped me with this outside of the deals that I've made in the past for my home. This
right.
is great.
They know exactly
they know,
what they're doing.
Yeah.
They know it, and it's their code.
Yeah.
And if you want to talk about ethics and that type of stuff, we could do an hour and a half on Cornerstone First Financial, the way they run their business. And believe me, I'm not mentioning any names out there, but there are companies in this same racket that do it differently. They do not. Right. They can be trusted. We've all used them. Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial will help you with a purchase or refinance. Call them first today because they'll be able to help you out. Cornerstone First Financial, one of the longest running advertisers on our show. I give them a round of applause for that. Call Cornerstone First Financial, the number one choice of all TMOS listeners, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. And thank you, Cornerstone First Financial.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage. And enjoy Brad Pitt, boys, while you can.
I do.
Because...
What's up?
Retirement apparently is not that far off when it comes to Mr. Pitt.
What?
In a new GQ interview, he says, quote, "I consider myself on my last leg. This last semester or trimester. What is this section going to be and how do I want to design that?" Whatever happens, it doesn't sound like Brad will ever not be involved in some type of creative endeavor. Here's the quote. He says, "I'm one of those creatures that speaks through art. I just want to always make. If I'm not making, I'm dying in some way, but maybe behind the scenes as opposed to being in front of the camera."
That sounds to me like a play. Because he just, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is maybe the best work of his career.
Yeah.
And
that scene of him on the roof shirtless.
That's awesome.
So great.
I enjoy it.
He's got a lot of work to give us, I think, be in front of the camera. Let me see. Brad will be on the big screen in August in the action flick Bullet Train, also starring Sandra Bullock, Aaron Taylor Johnson, Bad Bunny, Joey King, and Zazie Beetz.
They should call it Bullock Train.
Sandra Bullock trend.
Exactly.
I love her, too.
Yes.
If they're together, I think that's phenomenal.
Making love.
Hey. Elsewhere in the interview, Brad reveals that he quit smoking and got sober thanks to a 12-step program. There you go, Rob.
Yeah.
Here's his quote. I had a really cool men's
group.
There you
go, Rob.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
You're sober.
Yeah.
Right? We just want you to take the steps.
You're
now.
Sober.
Yeah.
You did it on your own.
Yeah.
He said he had a really cool men's group that was really private and selective, so it was safe, I suppose, being a celebrity.
Sure.
I'd see things of other people who had been recorded while they were spilling their guts, and that's just atrocious to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when they do that to make hay out of that with a celebrity, that sucks. You know.
Whenever I want to drink, I just look at David Hasselhoff and the hamburger.
That's a, hey, you know, you do it the way you can, right?
Yeah.
That's
the way. But you focus on the hamburger.
That's all I want. I said he shouldn't have a role with that. Mm.
This is a good award. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences will honor Michael J. Fox with the Gene Herschold Humanitarian Award. It'll be given out at the Governor's Awards Ceremony on November 19th. The Academy says, quote, Michael J. Fox's tireless advocacy of research on Parkinson's disease alongside his boundless optimism exemplifies the impact of one person in changing the future of millions. You know, we thought really back in the day when that first came out, we kind of said, well, we're not going to have him that long.
Yeah.
And he's lived a full life and he's done really, really well. The award is given to someone whose humanitarian efforts bring credit to the film industry. Previous winners, Gregory Peck, Frank Sinatra, Oprah Winfrey. I don't get a chance to do my Gregory
please,
Peck very
often. Please, Oscar, pay attention. This
yes,
is good.
Please.
We got to find the boy. This is Gregory Peck. Atticus Finch.
Frank Sinatra, Oprah Winfrey, Angelina Jolie, and DreamWorks founder Jeffrey Katzenberg. Mm.
Jerry Lewis
there we
as
go.
Well.
Mm. What's that?
I think Jerry Lewis has won the Herschel.
No, I don't think he got it.
Really? He outvoted?
No.
They took it away.
That's good. You know what they can do with it now, Pony, is shove it up your ass.
Whoa. Hostility.
This is sad, and I have to put it on because it hit yesterday. Tony the Goose Siragusa
yes.
died yesterday. No word on the cause. Only 55
this
years old.
This was shocking to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was
really
a shocking.
Yes.
Me.
Great broadcaster, great football player, defensive tackle, played his first 7 seasons with the Colts, and then he moved on to the Baltimore Ravens and helped them win their first Super Bowl and became an icon in Baltimore. Siragusa was known for his big personality, which was on full display after he retired and became a sideline analyst for Fox Sports, one of the best,
yes.
2003 to 2015. It's a bad time to be a Ravens fan. Outside linebacker Jalen Ferguson also passed away.
Mm.
He was only 26 years old. Police were called to a Baltimore residence late Tuesday night and found him unresponsive. He was pronounced dead at the scene. There's no word yet on the cause of death, but police are not ruling out an overdose. Ferguson was drafted out of the Louisiana Tech in 2019. He holds the NCAA record for career sacks with 45. So tough. And
as
my,
of this
my,
morning,
my sympathies to all you Ravens fans out there.
As of this morning, still no cause of death for Siragusa. Have you heard anything?
No, I haven't
no.
heard anything.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it sucks. It really
does.
It's a drag. Steve-O's been on this show. We had a great time talking to him. He admitted that Jackass had a bad influence on kids in the early 2000s when it was new. He went on Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson, that podcast. He said, I think in the beginning, we were generally worth vilifying because back then they didn't have YouTube or video on the internet. When Jackass came out, little kids were showing up in hospitals all over the country because they saw us doing this crazy stuff and they wanted to do it themselves. So little kids everywhere got video cameras and started effing themselves up because of kids doing their own ridiculous stunts and posting videos, as well as shows like Ridiculousness. Steve-O doesn't think Jackass can be blamed anymore. So, you know, Steve-O's an honest guy. That's the vibe I got from him.
He would tell you at the beginning, if you send us tapes, we're never going to watch them. Don't waste your time.
Yeah, right. But still, you saw it, you know, and if you are...
You know what I feel bad for is Big Grocery. They lost so many grocery carts to these stunts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the grocery carts were, you know, just not that protective. I can't understand
grocery.
Why. Big Grocery, that's right. Down the stairs we go. For the past 85 years, you could go to the store and buy Kraft macaroni and cheese, but later this summer, that won't be the case. It has nothing to do with supply chain. It just has a name change. Kraft Macaroni and Cheese is changing their name. Would anyone like to guess what they're changing it to? Really big story. Boy, I really am glad.
Is it called the Kraft Pile of Slop?
No, sir. You are. Let me give you the buzzer. You are incorrect. They are changing the name.
Half Moon Pastas and Cheese.
No, they are called changing Kraft Macaroni and Cheese to. Any other guesses? Pony, would you like to weigh in on this? What are they changing the name to? Anyone?
Smack and Cheese.
No, not Smack and, but you have a pony. What? Mac Rob Spiewak, what?
Mac and Sneeze.
No, it's not Mac and Sneeze. Oscar, would you like one last guess?
Yes, Kessel.
No.
Oh, I know what it is. The new name is Arthur.
Mac and Cheese. Here's the rest of the story.
I thought it was Mac and Cheese.
No, it's macaroni and cheese.
Did Robert Kraft issue a statement?
I'm really happy, even though I'm not the Kraft of Kraft Macaroni and Cheese, that Tom Brady, I'd like, now the front. Now rub me on the front. Please rub me on the front. I'm Bob Kraft.
Mr. Thank Kraft, you. Do you like that story because it has a happy ending?
I don't own the company that makes food.
Makes what?
Food.
You're fading.
They're trying to hype the product as comfort food. They probably are looking to freshen it up a little too. So it appeal to a younger generation. Hey, macaroni, too big a word. I can't pronounce macaroni.
It seems. Why? What is that going to drive sales? No
yes,
chance.
Absolutely.
Strange.
Kraft also says mac and cheese is meant to reflect the way fans organically talk about the brand. Apparently, that's what the kids say. You gonna get some mac and cheese? Yeah, we're gonna get some mac and cheese.
Like if you were to rank every mac and cheese, whether it be freshly made, homemade, or box product, Kraft is the worst. It's the worst.
Well, the best is homemade, and the best is lobster mac and
there's
cheese.
There's a lawsuit and a trademark infringement that I'm telling you is behind all of this.
Johnny Macaroni?
Yes.
Big
macaroni.
Big macaroni.
The whole tray? Come on now. All right.
Now a little something something. There is a 33-year-old Colorado man. His name, Jeremiah James Taylor.
Yep. Oh.
Damn this traffic jam. How I hate to be late. It ain't my minute.
He stole a cop car from a police station Monday night. This is funny. By the way, I get 50 of these a week.
Okay.
And I don't do them anymore because they're all, every day a drunk does something stupid and you have to do something really special to rise to the top and to make it on this newscast.
Right.
Jeremiah stole the cop car around 3:30 a.m. On the police radio, a report about a domestic violence incident went over the radio. And apparently the guy at the scene of the domestic was threatening to shoot someone. Jeremiah James Taylor, who was in the cop car at that moment, responded to the call. This is where it gets great.
Like a vigilante.
Yeah.
Like a cop.
Exactly.
He responded to the call. He drove the stolen squad car to the address, and he was the first person at the scene. Of course he was. The people in the house said he was obviously intoxicated, and he asked them, where's the old man that's going to shoot someone? cops arrived, and Jeremiah James Taylor sped off. They didn't catch him at first. They spotted him 2 hours later and got into a high-speed chase, went speeds of 110 miles per hour. He eventually crashed the squad car, ran off into the woods. When they caught up with him, he pulled a knife. Not good, Jeremiah James Taylor. And they tased him. Also, they fired one shot. Didn't hit him, though. He's facing a long list of charges for theft, impersonating an officer, resisting arrest, and a half dozen other crimes. The good news? He won't remember any of it. Yay! Fantastic.
The idea that he went to another crime scene.
Yeah.
Oh, I love mind that blown. Story where it's just like, that's the drunken mind at yes. play where you're just going, I'm a cop. I'm a cop. Yes, sir. We'll take a break and we will come back for the other parts of the Mike O'Mara Show right here. Thank you.
Your boys, Twitch and Amato.
Have you seen TMOS on TikTok? It's tiny, delicious, bite-sized morsels from the boys at the Mike O'Mara Show.
That's freaking unbelievable.
TMOS on TikTok.
It's hotter than a deep-fried calzone for Luigi's on Fifth Avenue in Brooklyn.
Oh!
And now I'm off to the all-you-can-eat KISS concert.
Thank you very much, boys, and to Jim Amato and to Mark Riddell, otherwise known as Twitch. We want to say thank you, boys. Thank you for everything you do. We appreciate your promos each and every day. Thank you. Keep them coming, and we love them. This portion of our program is brought to you by The Relief Band. If nausea is getting in the way of enjoying life's important moments, I have good news. Relief Band.
Yes.
Relief Band is the number one FDA-cleared anti-nausea wristband that has been clinically proven to relieve and prevent nausea and vomiting associated with motion sickness, anxiety, migraines, hangovers, morning sickness, chemotherapy, and so much more. 100% drug-free, non-drowsy, zero side effects. I have used the Relief Band. I have gone on fishing trips, which used to be roll, roll, roll.
Yes.
Tummy, tummy, tummy. Motion sickness, didn't like that. And I loved it. Not only did it cure my nausea, because I don't like being out in a small boat on the open water. It doesn't do well with me.
Yeah.
But when I got back to shore, none of the rollers like you get sometimes
yes.
when you're walking around after you've been at sea. Listen, this stimulates a nerve in the wrist that travels to the part of the brain that controls nausea. Then it blocks it. And now when you hit the high seas like I do, they have Relief Band Sport, waterproof. It has interchangeable bands and extended battery life. You can even attach it to your Apple or Android watch. Plan to do some fishing this summer. My Relief Band is more important than my bait on those trips. It's effective and it works almost instantly. You gotta try it. So, if you are finally taking that summer trip that's been on your calendar since 2020, I've got good news. Right now, you can join the over 100,000 Relief Band users with an exclusive offer just for Mike O'Mara listeners. If you go to reliefband.com and use promo code TMOS, you'll receive 20% off plus free shipping and a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. Remember, it's better to have a Relief Band and not need it than to need it and not have it. So head to reliefband.com and use our promo code TMOS for 20% off plus free shipping. What's wonderful about that commercial, Oscar, is I told that little ad-lib story about the way I really feel about it, and then Rob wrote the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, you also sold your boat before a Relief Band, or else you'd still have your boat.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I was on a boat with the charter fish when we caught the Cuda, we caught the Barracuda, which was spectacular. Welcome back to the show. I'm not sure whether we want to talk to Oscar about power tools or we want to talk to him about tax benefits.
Power tools, please. Power tools.
I think power tools is power tools. Calls for it. Yeah,
because he was doing that cry poor mouth thing he does a little bit with the tax benefits.
No, that's not cry poor mouth.
Well,
that's the benefits of the world.
What were you asking about?
The
tax
Biden
benefits?
College tax incentive.
Relief.
Tax relief. How does it work? Do you know about it? Do your daughters know about it? How does it work?
I'll ask Catherine when she calls me to say happy birthday.
Because the way I understand
I'm not sure we have that much time.
That if you if you make less than, your household income is less than X amount.
Right.
You have educational, like college loan debt, you are forgiven up to $10,000.
Yeah, it's a very, very cool thing. And
I don't think enough people are talking about that.
Well, no. I mean, what they're talking
about
is...
You're talking about gas. Can we get the gas credit?
Gasoline prices.
Yeah, that's what they care about.
That's what people care
about.
Like,
do your daughters have college loans, or did you take
care of
that?
Yes, they
do. Okay.
Yes.
Do you think they know about this? That's $10,000 that you are forgiven.
Not sure.
But isn't that...
Not sure.
Isn't it wild that we're just like $4, $5 a gallon? But what about saving $10,000 off your bottom line?
That's a good deal.
If you owe more than $10,000, are you allowed to apply it to it to offset it? Is that how it works?
Yes, up to $10,000.
Okay, all right.
Well, it's a good thing, and I think it furthers
Does your son have college loans?
Right now, he doesn't, but we probably will in the next semester.
Does your daughter?
No, she's paid up.
That's good. That's a good thing.
Must be nice.
It's not that great.
Okay. Let's talk about power tools.
Your education.
Yes.
That you somehow dropped out and we never talked about it.
He's not doing that anymore?
Yeah, I think it's done. Do you owe any college loans or higher ed loans?
No. I mean, I was
at community college, so the prices are not high enough to rack up
you had a Groupon.
Debt.
A lot of it.
What did you major in?
There was a
What did you major in?
Well, I wasn't majoring in anything. I was working towards a certification.
Yes, yes. But that's still, I think that still applies to this. You could get, if you owe on it, you could get forgiven.
But I don't
know. You were right, because I asked you, what do you want to talk about? You should ask me about power tools. Yeah. I really wish we'd asked you about power tools.
I think Pony's certifiable without any college education.
Pony uses power tools too.
For those at for those at home with some sort of debt for college loans.
Yes.
Or you have your kids, find out. You could have $10,000 waiting for you to be forgiven. That's huge.
That is.
Well, I didn't do a deep dive on it. So I don't know. I just don't know. So that's why I'm being quiet. You caught me by surprise. I don't know. You just said tax benefits, you know, and I didn't know that the tax benefits were forgiving student debt. And I don't know gets the student debt.
You have to be
forgiven,
under
and I don't know the details.
A certain household income.
Okay.
Which I think we're all under here.
Yes.
Well, but student debt is, you know, $10,000 in many cases, especially for institutions of higher learning of any gravitas, is a, you know, is a spit in the ocean.
VCU, you'll get a doctorate.
Yes.
For $10,000. And you don't even have to go to classes.
Fun. Yes, sir. Hello, doctor. Thank you.
doctor.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
If somebody knows more about it, I would love for someone just to write in.
Okay.
Please.
Well, call Oscar with that. We got to take a break, and then we're going to come back and talk about power tools.
I feel like I just bored this man. I'm so sorry.
I don't know why you feel that. I was bored. I was bored with the subject. And then we asked Pony, and that crushed it. Whenever you know. Folks, if you're a student of this show, if you really, really want to know when the show is going a little sideways, we will ask Pony something. That's when it's totally poo-poo. We'll be right back.
The latest bonus show offers up a smorgasbord of laughs. If you haven't heard it, here's what you missed.
Well,
I mean, I'm tired of it as well, let's be honest.
Had a couple of glasses of wine last night.
I didn't.
Fairly sure that my dad and mom have done ayahuasca in their own time.
Is that when they decided to hang that picture in the bedroom? That's
Rob eats tater tots, only he limits himself to one plate of tater tots a month.
And did you know that the Burger King and the Dairy Queen were actually married? My mom used to make the most wonderful dessert. I don't know if you've ever had it. It's a urinal cake.
I think a Whopper is a treat.
Every TMOS bonus show has zesty comedy flavor seared in and is grilled to perfection. Order up a subscription today at MikeOmeraShow.com.
You clap, I'm going to break your hands. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara
Show. The love.
Show.
Feel it.
Attention gamers.
Yes.
It's time to level up your gameplay with Backbone. Remember this. This is easy to get. It's easy to use, and you're going to love it if you got a gamer in your family. Backbone transforms your iPhone into a handheld console. So you can play anytime, anywhere. Simply plug in your iPhone to the Backbone and enjoy console quality controls as you play Xbox, PlayStation, PC, App Store games. The thing about it is, you know, you're playing a video game, which people do on their phones. I've seen it. But with this, you got the real thing going. Yep. So all you're dealing with is a little bitty screen, and you've got the controls right there.
Mike, the key word here is analog buttons.
Yeah, you got a sense of feel.
Yes,
it feels perfect.
Stream hundreds of games like FIFA, Halo, or Minecraft through cloud gaming services. And if you have a PlayStation, Xbox, or PC, play games you own with Remote Play or the Steam Link or anything you want to use.
I have the Steam.
Good.
Yeah. Experience for yourself what TechCrunch calls the closest we've ever seen to a portable Xbox. Backbone brings games like Spider-Man. Hello. I think I do my Willem Dafoe. Hello, Spider-Man. Madden, Grand Theft Auto, right to my phone. Go to playbackbone.com. I'm not going to say my phone because my son took it as soon as we got it in, and he uses it exclusively.
Doesn't that make it our phone, Mr. Hunt?
Mr. Man. Playbackbone.com/TMOS. Go there now. Order your Backbone by June 30th and get free access to over 350 console games and perks, including a free month of Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, 1 month free of Apple Arcade, 2 months free of Google Stadia Pro. Is it Stadia or Stadia?
Stadia, right?
Stadia.
Find out
It's Stadia.
And 3 months free of Discord Nitro. Find your next adventure at playbackbone.com/TMOS. What did you say?
I said,
what?
Don't yell at us.
I'm sorry.
Pony, how do you say it?
It is Stadia.
Thank you.
Yeah. Stadia. That's thank you. Said. That's definitive.
That's what I said.
Okay, it's what you said.
Yes.
Do you want to talk about power tools now?
I do.
Have you heard about the tax credit for college kids?
Do you want to save money?
$10,000? Are you kidding?
That's a drop in the bucket. Who cares about that?
Yeah.
I didn't mean it that
that's
way.
How
what
you,
I meant.
I mean, the world heard you.
No, it was first of all. If you, here's the rule. Rule of thumb, baby broadcasters, listen to me. I'm going to educate our Bolivian friend here, okay? Mm. On show prep.
Class
if
is
it's
in
something,
session.
If it's something that you're interested in, there has to be an element outside of movies, television, sporting events, celebrity news. If it's a personal question you have, there has to be the personal element.
I'll tell you what the personal.
I have student loan debt, and I'm getting this.
I will tell you this. I asked my wife, who has student loan debt.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay,
and she said, I said, hey, how about
does
that?
Does she know about
how about that the Biden tax credit? And she said, what? And I said, I think you have roughly $8,000 because I care and she doesn't.
Right.
And she said,
hey, dummy up a receipt and clear $2,000.
She said, so you can clear $8,000.
No, but you'd have two left over.
I'm not trying to scam the system. I'm just trying to get that off our books.
Oscar, regarding this pitch, I will enlighten you about my personal situation with this after the show, and you will understand.
All right, gotcha.
My level of boredom. You will understand completely and utterly. In fact, it will be like an epiphany for you.
Oh,
I just
want to
give you that. No. Not happening. Sometimes I edit myself. Thank you.
Fair enough.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so my wife, I asked her about it. She goes, I don't think enough people know about this. How do you know about this? I said, I just watched the news. Yeah. And she said,
did you get any information during the break about it at all?
Well, no. This is, I guess my point was that maybe you answered it for me. Is $10,000 enough? For me, it is.
Of course. Yeah,
look. If you said she has, you answer the question. She's got $8,000 of debt. I'm just saying that, you know, what it costs.
I get so much heat for saying that my wife is on full scholarship sometimes, which is true, that when I said to her. Cause
obviously not
we're all
now that we know that fact.
We're all tightening our belts. That debt was before me.
He would have never allowed it to happen.
No, I never would have. I said, we're not doing that. I said to her, hey. This is what I'm talking about. We have to be fiscally responsible.
Mm.
If that debt is there, please find out if you can actually get it.
The Biden administration said it will cancel the federal student loan debts of about 200,000 borrowers who claimed to be defrauded by their schools. That's part of this, too.
That's one of those.
That's one of the elements.
Yes.
I'm trying to find anything else.
Did she feel defrauded?
No. I felt like it was important to discuss that credit because especially as, you know, if your kids don't know about it and you don't know about it, not enough people know about it, if it hasn't been approved yet, like Shannon, that was 3 days ago. You think my wife's talked to me about it yet? No. Top of mind for your boy.
A new NPR Ipsos poll found slightly more than half of Americans support what has been reported to be Biden's likeliest path for giving up to $10,000 per person, but an overwhelming majority, including a majority of those with student loans, said the government should prioritize making college more affordable over forgiving existing student loans. My hand goes up because I'm in that camp too. Make it more affordable.
It can get insane awfully quick.
It's out of control. You're living it right now.
Yes.
You see it.
Yep.
You know what's going on with that. But we'll see. We'll see what happens.
We'll see.
Anything is good. I mean, it's crazy that these loans have burdened students, especially the people that are going into the professional fields, because there's so much debt. Your brother carried it, didn't he?
Yeah,
a little
bit? Still does. And in fairness, my brother brought that up to me, which brought it up to me. He's like, what type of loans do you have? Like, what do you have? What are your personal finances? We had an intern last year that finally told us AU was $50,000 a year.
Right.
AU.
Yeah. Ridiculously expensive. And I was lucky. I grew up and I had a single auntie, my father's sister, who did wonderfully well in New York for a big, big time advertising agency. And she paid for half of the college for seven children in our family, myself included. And I believe she took out a loan to cover the last two of us, and I was one of the last two.
Wow.
Because I was the youngest in the family. Pretty stunning that she did that. But, you know, she was a great woman, and that's what people did.
And you will pay
back
it
in
forward.
Those days. Of course I will pay it forward. I pay it forward every day of my life. Shut up.
Mike, about this aunt, the one that paid for all the college, did she own any power tools?
Power tools, yes. Power tools.
Are you trying to transition into
as hard as I can.
Right. I just thought... I thought that, and maybe it's not in place. I thought something that was a decent conversation.
And we're back.
It is. It's interesting. We're talking about
I'm not wealthy like you are, Mike. I just felt like $10,000.
See what he does.
First of all, yesterday you mentioned my automobile. You know, I'm not going to mention that you have driven an Audi, a Mercedes.
My Mercedes.
A Volvo.
We've talked about your automobile. The Genesis is a regular run-of-the-mill.
It's not a run-of-the-mill. It's a luxury car.
It's not luxury.
It is.
It's value.
You should be
proud of it.
Yeah,
it's
but
value.
God, I swear, what's wrong with you today? I swear to God, I'm just trying to get through this.
Mike, I want to mention the fact that I was a little shocked that he mentioned Genesis, because I don't think that name has come up on the show.
No, it hasn't. And now we're stopping this conversation. You know, I don't care.
He's going to mention your brand name.
Let me pull back the curtain.
You've earned
in the world of broadcasting, people. Another radio partner by doing the whole he's a rich guy. Don used to do it to me all the time. The golden boy.
Yes.
You have this. You have this. You have this. The sports junkies used to do the richy rich thing. Okay. I haven't been in that financial zip code for a million years.
Correct.
I happen to have a wife who went back to the workforce and has done very well. And I'm incredibly proud of her.
Household.
But if you really want to bone your fellow broadcasters, you talk about the fact that Oscar makes more money than I do. Every year.
Yes, I do.
Every year now.
I do.
He makes more money.
I do.
He makes more money.
Yes.
He makes more money than Rob. Mm-hmm. He makes more money than me.
That
and he makes more money than Pony.
And I am proud of that.
So when he talks about his little house, it's bullshit, people.
It's $1 million townhome.
It's BS.
Yes.
It's BS.
It's $1 million townhome.
Your net worth is probably higher than everybody on the show.
Probably not you. Everyone else is.
Because I'm 63,
and you had a great run.
When you do that and go, you're wealthy, I call foul. You are not allowed to say that I'm richy-rich anymore, because that is the days of the junkies. And by the way, my income under this friggin' administration has flatlined like it's never. I'm lucky to be paying the mortgage. Because that's where we are.
Yeah.
Zero.
Correct.
Zed bagel
Correct.
Growth.
I bet
for
you.
Over 10 years. Same. No increase. So you, Mr. Bolivia, with your second business that you care more about, are not allowed to call me wealthy anymore.
See, you're
ever again.
You're looking at
because I'm not.
Through
you
the
know,
wrong
just
lens.
Just because I happen to. No,
you
but
could
you call
make
me,
more you, if you,
you
play less
said,
golf.
You
could
you just
make
say
more.
That's it's my work
Don't
ethic.
Don't touch
now.
Me. I want
it's
nothing.
It's my
to do with
work
this.
Ethic now.
Mike, do you think
you choose what you choose as I choose what I choose?
Money is always tight. Do you have enough money if you wanted to ever buy a power tool?
I don't want to talk about power tools.
Yeah, forget about power. This is much more compelling.
I want to say this, that I am, as far as that's how you do it. Oscar, and I don't know what his net worth is because he plays it close to the vest.
Yes.
I don't know, but he told me that he gets paid more from his job with Podville. Then he gets paid on the Mike O'Mara
show.
That's
the truth, yes.
So that and
I'm
that,
not ashamed.
Do you remember
that
when that? Which, I'm not. Am I trying to ashamed you? I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
You're calling me wealthy on the show, and you're creating the image that I'm Mr. Richie Rich on the show by mentioning cars and things
the
like that.
Only
and when
one
you're talking, by the way,
you.
Your net worth of your house, your net worth, what?
You're the only one that's upset in this conversation. I'm just busting
your
balls.
I'm the only one that's upset. Of course I'm upset. I don't do it to you. I'm doing it to you right now because you, by the way, is your house really worth $1 million right now?
I think it's $975,000.
Worth more than the one I'm living in?
Yes. Absolutely. But you have two homes.
I have two homes because I'm 63 years old. But you do the, you know, you, and by the way, are you peeling off a little refi with that net worth of that house?
No.
Because that's a lot more than what you paid for it.
No,
that's great.
No. I didn't qualify for the refi.
So, you know, calling me the wealthy one on the show, really not that accurate, you know?
Well, no. That's why it's fun and funny until you take it personal and do this.
Personally?
Yes. Thank you.
No, it's just frustrating when you do that because I get tired of it. It's what the junkies did to me. It's because we always in the radio business, then this is the curtain being pulled back, have always said, we're not going to tell you if we're excited or something financial
right.
goes well in our life because it'll piss people off, which it does. It's a radio rule. Don't tell people. Now, there are people that don't abide by it, but the vast majority of radio people do abide by it, myself included. And when you do that, when you're talking about, I have this, I have this, I have this, it really is difficult for certain people to comprehend. At least in my mind it is. And people give you crap when they hear that. So if one guy on a radio show wants to kind of the other guy, he'll sell the whole thing Richie Rich, you know? And with the, in the case of you and your old radio partner and the junkies, you guys always were talking about, oh, he's got this car, or Don drives this car, or look at these guys, you know, negating the fact that well, here's the fact. We earned it.
Yeah.
We earned it.
I have celebrated that from day one.
Yeah, well, I don't know whether it's celebrating when you mention it on a radio show. That's frustrating to me. You know, look, will you answer me this before we go on? I know you'd love to sit here and argue the way you argue, but will you not admit
what I do.
that is one of the radio rules?
Would you not admit that
you would not want people to know the details of
my finances,
your finances, and your things.
For 2 years after paying my own way through business school in order to have this opportunity. So I don't. I'm not upset or concerned about creating an opportunity.
That's a lie. That is a direct.
What are you talking
about?
That is an
absolute. How's that? Are you talking about on this show?
No, for Podville Media.
Oh, Podville Media. Okay, but not on this show.
No.
So basically, we subsidized Podville.
Did you pay for my MBA?
I paid for your shows, and you got full salary when you were taking every Friday off for, I don't know how long it was. It was the better part
two
of a year. 2 years.
Did you benefit directly from my higher education, and are you now?
No.
Are you not a partial owner of Podville Media?
Yes.
Okay. How did that happen?
What do you mean, how did that happen?
I went to business school, created an opportunity to start a business, and brought you under
the
tent.
We have to take a commercial break. Let's commit. I want to get all the spots in because we have to pay. We have to pay the light. Yeah, I love it too. I love it too, pal. Bring it. All right, we'll take a little break and we'll talk more about, you know, getting thrown under the bus when you don't really want to get thrown out of the bus. We'll be right back.
This is your summer to win absolutely nothing from TMOS.
No Power Porsche. No trips to sketchy mid-level theme parks.
No REO Speedwagon tickets.
You get nothing.
Nothing to fill out, nothing to enter.
I mean, Zed Bagel Zippy.
You got nothing.
You're already a winner by listening and watching the Mike O'Mara Show on YouTube, Facebook Live, or TikTok. And listening through Stitcher, Spotify, Alexa, or subscribing to the TMOS Bonus Show.
It's the official start of a no-bummer summer on TMOS. Keep listening to win, you
d-goss. I said good day.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Making hydration a priority helps us feel better on a day-to-day basis. Just one stick of Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier in 16 ounces of water hydrates faster when the water is absolutely flowing out of your body and you're becoming dehydrated with these arguments with people that you just want to help you and lift you up. And when they tear you down and make you feel horrible and rotten as an individual. Anyway,
One stick of Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier and 16 ounces of water hydrates faster and more efficiently than water alone. Plus, Liquid IV has incredible hydration flavors like watermelon, lemon lime, grape, pina colada, and my beloved strawberry. Plus, it has three times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks. It's non-GMO, free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Liquid IV has cellular transport technology. It's the optimal ratio of glucose, sodium, and potassium to deliver water and nutrients to the bloodstream super fast. Plus, Liquid IV is out to change the world. They've donated over 20 million servings globally. Be like me. Drink Liquid IV. Grab Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. There you have it. All right. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're talking about radio rules.
Radio rules.
And Oscar dishonestly portraying me as Richie Rich when I haven't been Richie Rich for many years.
Here we go.
When my wife went back into the workforce, it was something where it was a wing and a prayer. You talk about going to school. Cost a lot of money for her to get the education you wanted. Mm-hmm. She found a niche and has done very, very well. And I don't know if you guys were aware of this, but I'll pull back the curtain that it was so much of a blessing to our family to be able to do things that we were not able to do because, you know, you had to plan and you have to. And now having a two-income family, which Rob has and which you have, I didn't have it for a number of years. And so that's it. So getting back to that, when you say that to me, that's like that used to be, it's been done to me for years. And I always resent it. I always really feel like if you've read the press that I've got, feedback I've gotten. Mm. About having another home, having this car or that car. There always is going to be somebody who's going to just rail on me about it. And so, I don't think you're dumb enough not to know that.
The only person I'm jealous of is my brother. That's the only person.
You've done well. You present yourself as much less stable financially than you actually are.
The stability finances is not about finances. It's about decision. I should never have bought that home. Never, ever, 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 ever.
But you don't. Would I be telling the truth if I said you don't paint yourself as anything other than the struggling Oscar Santana?
No. Compared,
when you do better than Rob, you do better than me.
To my brother and sister, I am struggling.
Your brother and sister, compared to what? Multimillionaires?
Yeah. That's my bar.
Well, and we're all struggling.
Yeah.
You know, the vast majority of Americans are struggling.
I've also said to you on this very show, what was it like to be wealthy?
Well, you know what? The thing is, though, that gets in people's heads. And I get burned out on it because I hear it from you, not Rob, and I hear it from you. And it's just
the
like,
10
you know,
grand
yesterday,
throwaway conversation was a throwaway. We were breaking your balls and you spun out into this.
I spun into this because you do it all the time.
I don't do it all the time.
Know, but Rob, am I the one that came to this show and said, I don't need this job. Have I ever said that?
I did
that
because you're being a supreme dick and disrespectful to me.
But did
I?
I
had to tell you I could walk away so
you
would know you could stop.
Have I ever said that?
You had to be abusive to us. You were being abusive to me. I said, I'm not dealing with this.
We were having a fight. I don't consider, you know, what are you, a disgruntled spouse? I wasn't being abusive. We were having a fight.
You were being a complete
asshole. Well, you've been a complete asshole to me, too,
pal. I'm being one right now.
You're being a total asshole to me. Yeah.
Because sometimes you got to fight fire with fire.
Well, fire with fire is f*** you, pal, because you are much wealthier.
F you.
You're wealthier than anybody else. You are.
Well, no.
You're wealthier than anybody outside of Charlie Burney at Podville. Wealthier than Rob
Stewart.
You're wealthier than Mike O'Mara.
I'm not. 100% not wealthier than you.
I'll rephrase that. Say you make a greater income. And then I say that to you and say, well, maybe if you chose not to play golf all the time, it's like, you know, does that bother you? And if you could explain to me
how I can
put more dollars in my pocket by what, expanding this show to 4 hours a day, would that do it?
No, you could get another job.
I get another job
outside of this job.
Well, so could Rob, and so could you.
I do have two jobs. Yes,
you have two jobs. They're all under the same. You've married the two jobs together, but you know, I resent that too. I've provided a very good environment for you to thrive in. And when you say something like that to me, that is highly, highly insulting to me. Because you're saying to me, well, you don't work hard enough, so you know, maybe you shouldn't do this. That's frustrating. I consider when I moved into a full-time podcast, this job once a day, that I was semi-retired. Even though between doing this show and preparing for this show, I come back maybe an hour and a half to 2 hours, and they're broadcast times. That's the less time that I work today compared to a four-hour radio show. It's the length of the show itself. It's not the show prep. I put the exact amount of show prep into every show I do. Every morning, 6 o'clock, 6:30 in the morning, that's what I do. So when you say that, and that in the same breath you're saying things about, you know, well, I have that, and Richie Rich, it comes across to the smaller-minded listener who wants to bust my chops as, I haven't earned it. I've earned everything I've gotten,
I've never
man.
Said otherwise.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about when you say it on the radio, that's the way it appeals.
Then
we'll
FM.
Continue this on the bonus show, ladies and
gentlemen. Wait, we have to tease the bonus show. Explain what's going to happen.
Mike.
This is perfect timing.
Mr. Oppenheim from yesterday, Mike Oppenheim.
No, we're not having him. We're going to continue
No.
What?
He sent us our spine reports.
All right, well, I don't care about that. We're going to finish this on the bonus show.
I think that's a good idea.
We're not taking 10 either. We're going to go. We're going to roll right in. Right after this is that. We're going to do this right after the fact. So if you want this to continue, it's going to continue. I'm up to here with it.
Yeah.
Totally up to here with
it. Let's go.
Sorry we didn't get to Soundtown.
You know what? It'll still be there next time.
The only thing I'm worried about is I'm calming down now and feeling that that uneasy feeling like I'm going to lose my edge.
Let's keep it going. Don't close the show.
Yeah, he'll pit my scab open again. We'll take a break, and then we've got this continues. If you want to hear this crap to continue about getting thrown under the bus totally and completely by Oscar Santana.
Yeah.
And he got mad because I brought up his old radio partner. That's why it happened. That's why the whole thing happened.
No, I didn't say
we'll continue this discussion. We'll continue this on the bonus show. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, lick it. We'll be right back.
Okay. Bye then.
Want more?
Tomorrow.
Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Who cares? Nobody gives a crap.